com. Will you tell me? 855-200-1776. Very often when we ask that question and announce the beginning of the program, we call What's on Your Mind. I immediately go to What's on My Mind. And I prefer, quite honestly, to know what's on your mind. So that's why we are here. We serve you, the audience that make up the Flag family, listening in the booming Bakken, this miracle that is... The great Bakken on KTGO 1090 AM, as well as on AM 1100 The Flag, covering all of eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota into South Dakota, parts of Manitoba. We have some loyal listeners in Manitoba.
Wonderful people.
Yes, we do. In fact, regularly call the program.
I like the way the mounted police look.
Do they still have mounted police?
Well, sure they do.
Is that what's on your mind?
No,
mounted police.
I hurt my pinky toe.
You did?
Yeah. Broke my cup and stepped on it. My Mickey Mouse cup is broken and my toe is bleeding.
Here is a caller from Manitoba that actually called in. Is this overnight? Listen.
Yeah, it's Dave from the Peg again. This story about the young diaper-clad child that's so full of rage. Well, obviously taught to be. Got me racking my brain. I remembered somewhere I'd heard a talk show guy who threw a video that had been sent to him, and it quote similar situation: two young preteens. They were at the diaper stage, but preteens nonetheless, being taught by grown up how to take somebody down and how to, in this particular video, they were shown how to come up on somebody and in a very swift fashion put them face against the wall. And I don't recall whether it was said or whether it was done by action. But it suggested that the person then have one or two put in the back of their head. And I don't think you have to guess what the one or two referred to. Now, I could not remember for the life of me who it was. But today, it came to me. It was Glenn Beck. And that would have been right around the time when he started... When he left Fox, in between leaving Fox and starting his own television network, somewhere in that area, in that time frame. And if it's still not available on his site, you certainly know how to get in touch with him, and he's not going to forget it, I guarantee you that. But he didn't bring it up today, at least I didn't hear him bring it up.
Well, this is interesting, and again... We ask what's on your mind, and that video he's referring to, it has gone viral. It's been around for about a week or so, I guess, right?
It is shocking, yeah.
And of course, now he's suggesting we look at a different video that would be equally disturbing. And we can't, and I've not spent any time on that. I don't know what to say about it. I mean,
the little baby was standing, screaming, swearing, foul gestures, and the dad, the people, the adults were filming and laughing. And apparently the kid got taken out of the home, but... It was really crazy.
I mean, I guess instances like that, I need your just go to say, what kind of parents would A, think that's funny, or B, I guess teach this child this stuff, right? Because where does the child pick this stuff up?
I remember way back many years ago, there was a kid in the town where I grew up was being taught that by his older brothers, and there was a lot of alcohol involved. I think there might have been some marijuana involved in this little raging diaper-clad foul child.
Oh, by the parents?
I think so.
Yeah. Somebody else has golf on their mind, Mark. I wonder why. Listen to this.
Hey, my name is Marvin Calise. I just wanted to call in about the golf addictions place, and I just wanted to say how awesome that place is. I went there by myself, and I just picked up golf earlier last year. So I just wanted to explain how the staff was really awesome. Everyone was really nice. Everyone was always willing to help me with my golf swing, and it was kind of nice to see why I was actually cooking or slicing or anything like that. So I just wanted to leave to say that golf addiction, I've already been there 3 times so far, and it's been awesome and definitely worth every penny. But, yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. And for those that haven't heard yet, the golf addiction has graciously welcomed Freedom Club members and any flag listener to come into the golf addiction in Liberty Square off of 45th Street and I-94 in Fargo, free from 4 until 6 on Monday. And, Mark, I haven't golfed in probably maybe 4 years, and it was not a pleasant experience.
So stretch out good.
They've got a project in me. And but more than anything, I think with this weather, what a perfect time just to get on some awesome course and feel like we're out there golfing, right?
Yeah, in Hawaii or St. Andrews or TPC or something. We're going to have a long drive contest. You know, he said that
really?
His longest drive that Chris had is 427 yards. So he's going to show us. He got injured. He's back up to 400-yard drives, and he's going to show us of that, and then we can have a little long drive competition. Anybody, we can have men's and women's. And I said, whoever wins will get a copy of your book and a copy of my book. So anybody can come in and whack one and see if they can't hit a drive. But he hits it 400 yards.
Pretty amazing. So we're going to do a little contest, and we'll give him a copy of your book. Three Full Plan to Save America.
And your book, too.
Yeah, that's a doorstop. But yours is a good read.
No, yours is great. I don't say that.
So anyway, don't forget that. Mark that on your calendar. It's Monday, Golf Addiction, 4 until 6, and then Pizza Ranch. We'll head over there about 6, have some awesome food at the Pizza Ranch, which is just fantastic. And then the Freedom Club meeting at 7. Yana Murdahl will speak from Concerned Women for America. Harlan Gerger will be speaking.
Leon Francis, you and I.
Yeah, that's going to be a blast.
It's a possibility that Rusty will be there to talk about the outrage of what's happening at the veterans.
Yes, and is Jerry Breyer going to come down and talk about miracle chairs?
I don't know.
Yeah, be great to have Mr. Breyer there as well. And, by the way, we have the miracle chair in our studio that you can, anytime you'd like to take a little test drive, you just call us at 855-200-1776, press 3. That's Marie, 3 for Marie. You can remember that, right? 855-200-1776. And she will arrange your very own personal test drive of this miracle chair. Find out more at miraclechair.net. They are proud Freedom Club members and contribute to the Freedom Club with every single sale. So it's another way to help us. If you are not yet a Freedom Club member, and I see a couple of folks join last night again, we add new members every single day. Go to FlagFamily.com, FlagFamily.com. All the details on the Freedom Club events, Monday Fargo, next Monday Grand Forks, as well as joining the Freedom Club. And we also have directions there to golf addiction and all the fun. So we're looking forward to that. In just a little bit, we're going to chat with the Minnesota State Coordinator for the Child Protection League Action. They have a bullying bill forum in Thief River Falls on Saturday. All right, I want to find out more about that. Dave Freeman will be here. He's a VP of Transportation for BNSF Railway. And Steve Forsberg, the General Director for BNSF Railway, will talk about rail safety issues following the Castleton train derailment. Look forward to that conversation. Technology, new things they're using, how they ensure the rails are safe, all of that. And Dr. Betsy McCoy will be here in the 10 o'clock hour. She is an Obamacare expert, an author. And we get a lot of calls about different things that, hey, is this going to happen? Is that going to happen? What's the status of this? She'll answer any question you have. This woman has read every bit of Obamacare. She knows what's implemented by when, and she can give you everything you need to know. So you can call in right now with your questions at 855-200-1776 and leave your question. You can email them, scott@flagfamily.com, scott@flagfamily.com, and we'll get them in front of Betsy McCoy coming up at 10:30. I know this will come as a big surprise, but one big bombshell story in the news today that's on my mind, Mark. The Obama administration was colluding with environmental groups to waylay the Keystone Pipeline. Does that surprise you?
No, they're the leaders of the pack.
Yeah. So anyway, there's a big surprise there.
I got to say something.
Yeah.
It's going to be 30 degrees in San Antonio, Texas, freezing rain, probably snow, as global warming continues to be embarrassed.
At least there's good things from the cold, right? There's good things from the cold. We've had a lot of folks weigh in on a Facebook question. Last night I posted, or yesterday afternoon, posted a beautiful picture of sun dogs. Did you see those sun dogs?
I was just impressed. I talked about that as God talking to us, as mercy. I talked about forgiveness aspect of Roe v. Wade yesterday.
Good for you. Got to remember that, right? Got to remember that to have some mercy and
start. You got to have some mercy for yourself.
You bet, absolutely. By the way, Derek emails that he said, "I'm pretty sure you used my saying yesterday. Keeps the riffraff out." He said, "I also coined the saying keeps people speaking English." But I think that one may be too easy for listeners to misinterpret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to articulate or your mouth will freeze shut.
Exactly. That's what it is. All right. We'll update you on a bullying bill coming up here in just a bit of form and people
falls
is happening. And more headlines straight ahead.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You ready for a really big deal? From Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, the boss man, Brian Burgraff, has a great deal. Brian, what's the big deal at Chase now?
Well, I'll tell you what, the big thing is we've got a lot of snow here. The trails are groomed, and if you've got a snowmobile or you need to rent one, we've got them here for you. We've got Polaris 550s, two-ups, that you can come and rent. We've got 8 of those in our fleet. And actually, one of the specials we have for all your listeners is that $99 any room midweek. Whatever room is available, we'll put you in it. And for $99, you get the room and 2 hours of sled rental. And if you don't want to go use one of the snowmobiles, that's fine, too. For $75, you can come in and have the same special. Pick any room and house for whatever's available that day, midweek.
Make plans now to check out one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Chase on the Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Ask for the Scott Special by calling 888-CHASE-06 or go online, chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
All right, we're back on What's on Your Mind, and is our GCN operator watching the chat here? Do we have our guest on? All right, let's go to it here. We have a guest that will join us momentarily. I think somebody's subbing for Shane, who's subbing for Aaron H. So we have a new engineer today, Mark.
And his name is Nathan, and he seems wonderful.
Nathan it is today. All right, beautiful. Very glad to hear that. Wow, that was kind of a disturbing scene. I've just... never mind. Somebody just sent me a photo of President Obama giving a one-fingered salute. Have you seen that?
Well, he does that all the time. It's how he cleans his nose.
Is that the deal?
Mm-hmm.
Is it accidental or what?
No.
No?
No. He has nothing but contempt for all of us that are right.
This is from Alan West Facebook page.
You know, he loves Mr. Cuomo, who's driven Sean Hannity out of New York now.
Yeah. A couple of things in the news headlines. As I mentioned, we have the Obama administration, and we learned from emails colluding with the environmental groups to waylay the Keystone Pipeline. Yesterday, the North Dakota Industrial Commission voted to change the plan to solicit public comment about oil development in some of the state's extraordinary places and tweak it in other areas. I think it's lipstick on a pig, to tell you the truth. I still think it's a bad idea. We're going to dig into that today a little bit. What's this deal with Target now? They're dropping their health insurance for part-time workers. I don't know what's going on there.
And then there
is that Obamacare, or is that Target, in some measure of trouble?
A lot of it is Obamacare, but they got into an economic tight because of the data breach, and so their sales are down, so they're laying people off and not hiring some people they were planning on, and then they're dropping a lot of their health coverage.
Very interesting. All right, Michelle Lentz is here. Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Michelle is the Minnesota State Coordinator for the Child Protection League, and they are sponsoring a bullying bill forum in Thief River Falls on Saturday. First of all, what is your organization? Is it the Child Protection League Action? Is that what it is?
Yeah, we're called Child Protection League Action. We are a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization. We work to protect children from exploitation, indoctrination, and violence. And because of the urgent threat to children from this bullying bill, we're working to educate the public on the dangers of its House File 826, the Safe and Supportive Minnesota Schools Act. But that's a dubiously named bill.
Yes.
Why?
Well, because in reality, it isn't going to stop or prevent bullying. It's not an anti-bullying bill at all. In fact, it redefines bullying in such a way that is vague and so broad that I don't know how they can enforce it. Their definition or redefinition of bullying in this bill is essentially anything that causes emotional distress, or if you look to the task force report out of which this bill came, they refer to bullying as anything unwelcome.
What is bullying? What is a common sense definition of bullying?
Well, I know it when I see it. You know, the kid who says, "Give me your lunch money or I'll punch you in the nose," you know, that's bullying. It used to be that bullying was focused on objective, or I should say on conduct. And if you look at the wording of this piece of legislation, they seem to want to go more to the area of thoughts and beliefs. For instance, let me give you just a couple of words from the task force report. They say the purpose of their bullying legislation is to bring about a cultural shift. They further state that this requires changing the attitudes, values, and behaviors of all children, pre-K through 12th grade, to, among other things, understand the nature of sexuality.
Oh.
They intend to accomplish that through what they term developmentally appropriate curriculum that we have looked at what they currently use as developmentally appropriate curriculum, and I think a lot of people would consider it pornography, morally offensive and physically unsafe, but more importantly, what we are seeing as some of the curriculum that is in the schools right now, even the state of Minnesota defines under their obscenity statute as obscene. But did you know that our schools and our teachers are exempt from Minnesota's obscenity statutes?
How are they exempt?
It says it right in the statute itself. It's statute 617.291. It defines what obscene material is, It says the intent of the legislature in passing that law was to protect children from obscene material because they thought it was harmful to children. They define what obscene material is. And then in 617.295, they exempt our public schools, our social workers, and basically government entities from the law that they just previously defined.
Well, what could be their intent there? How stupid is that?
I think it's pretty stupid. And we've come a long way. That law has been on the books for many, many years, 1969. Maybe in 1969, it was a safe time to be able to exempt schools from that. I'm not sure in 2014 that's a safe endeavor anymore.
Mark, you had a question?
Yeah, I believe this is part of a very aggressive sexual agenda by Planned Parenthood and the homosexual lobby to titillate and to pervert, distort what is normal and what is nuts.
Is that a fair description of what's going on here, do you believe?
I think a lot of people hold that opinion, and at our website, cplaction.com, we have a video on there. The video is called HF826 Exposed. It covers all of the reasons why parents, schools, and other people are opposed to this bill. Even last year, the Minnesota School Board Association testified in opposition to this bill. Look, everybody opposes bullying. Everybody wants children to be safe and to be protected. So if there is so much opposition to this bill, why is that? And the CPL Action is committed to educating the public on why that is. We believe this bill violates children. It violates basic constitutional rights, and it certainly violates the independent autonomy of our local school districts. One with a $40 million mandate that they imposed on the schools to implement the training that would be necessary to implement this law. And then in addition to that, it's just a one-size-fits-all, top-down, heavy-handed approach from the state of Minnesota that repeals every school district's current anti-bullying policy and replaces it with one policy implemented, or I should say imposed, by the state.
And by the way, folks, 2 o'clock Saturday, Ralph Engelstad Arena, Imperial Room in Thiefura Falls. Find out everything you need to know to stop this abomination. HF 826 is the bill. Saturday, 2 o'clock, Ralph Engelstad Arena, Thief River Falls.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We are back on the program we call What's on Your Mind. With Mark the Freedom Poet, I'm Scott Hillen. Isn't it amazing what politics has become? When you can call something the anti-bullying bill and have it be a vehicle for a bunch of, you know, just sick and twisted agendas.
An anti-Christian bill. What it really is. It is so aggressive and so wrong.
And, you know, this is the stuff that threatens, our school system. You know, in other words, to do what they would do at the state level and say, here's what you're going to do. You might as well just stop calling school districts independent school districts.
No, they're independent indoctrination centers from the far left.
Yeah.
Radical left.
And, I mean, if Thief River wants to say we don't want this, Thief River ought to be able to say that. This idea that the state can pass a law and flood all this garbage in.
You know, millions of dollars to train the teacher's sensitivity. So, basically, they're trying to say that homosexuality is... to affirm it, you know, and that, people of faith say, really, you can be delivered of that, and it's not normal. And that's politically, horrifically incorrect, what I just said.
So, Minnesota listeners, check out CPLAction.com. That's for the Child Protection League Action, CPLAction.com. And if you're able... I'd be in Thief River on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Ralph Engelstad Arena Imperial Room, 525 Brooks Avenue North in Thief River Falls, to hear more about the facts behind what is HF 826.
And in both parties, go to your caucuses on February 4th and have resolutions to both party platforms stopping this dead in its tracks.
Can you tell me what's going on with Target? We touched on that before the break. But
okay. First of all, Target's laying off a bunch of people, not hiring more, and now Target is dropping health insurance for part-time workers and just letting them go and flounder for themselves on Obamacare. This was touted by Rush Limbaugh as another major blow in the face of Obamacare coming unglued.
We'll be talking about that, by the way, at 10:30 today with Betsy McCoy. So any Obamacare questions that you have at all, and one I've heard a lot lately is, what's the scoop with this chip, right? There's some talk about, have you heard that one, implanting a chip in the individuals to keep track of their health records?
Well, that's called the mark of the beast.
Right, I understand. And people are asking about that, suggesting that it's in Obamacare. Now, again, I think there's a lot bad in Obamacare, a lot bad. But sometimes... some of these stories seem a little far-fetched to me. I mean, in other words...
we know we have the technology right now, though.
Yeah, but in other words, if somebody came to you, Mark, and said, okay, but we're going to implant a chip in you, so this will help you...
kill me.
Yeah.
Put it in my corpse.
Yeah, and how many of us would? That's why I'm saying I don't...
We've got to get our guns first.
I find... So anyway, but if you hear those stories and you want to know, is there fact? Is it fiction? What is it? then we can dig into it a little bit, you know. Well, what other stories do you think are the hot headlines today? What else are you ramped up about?
Well, you know, I think that whole collusion between Obama and I think what this is doing is further pounding the nail in the coffin of credibility of Obama, that they are devious, they're dishonest, they are false, they're bogus. You know, yesterday we played his great speech after Sandy Hook about how it's the citizens' big duty to protect the children. That's how you define a culture. He's going on and on about the shooting at Sandy Hook. And I said, and here's a man who said, God bless Planned Parenthood. So I would say that the accrual of the disrespect, the contempt even for Obama is growing. And this is a good thing because everything he's done, public policy, is wrong. So, you know, if we oppose him, we will get people that will oppose his horrific legislation like repealing Obamacare.
Yeah, it's just it is staggering. And again, I think it's helpful when a company like Target, that's so well known, right?
Right.
Is impacted in this way. Then I think people get the reality of it. So That's helpful. I was just trying to get my arms around. I mean, really, are they having that much financial difficulty because of are they losing business because of this credit card?
Oh, big time.
Is that right?
Oh, big time. A lot of people say, I'm not going to ever shop there again except cash. You know, and remember, they didn't let Santa ring his bell there. Sometimes you wonder about some judgment.
How does that happen to a Minnesota company? How does it happen to a Minnesota company?
Political correctness is particularly pervasive in Minnesota.
Just unbelievable to me.
You know, just got to stand up. The Minnesota have got so many great people. It's same with North Dakota, but we're too stoic. We need to stand up and say, that's wrong. Come on.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Attorney General Wayne Stengem and the North Dakota Industrial Commission voted yesterday to change the plan to solicit public comment about oil development in some of the state's extraordinary places and tweak it in other areas. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. First of all, this is government on top of government, right? I mean, there already are. Anytime there's a permit for oil production anywhere, it's reviewed and there's a process, right? Now we're talking about a buffer zone around, these extraordinary places.
5 million acres, man.
On private property.
Right.
And, this is an example, I think, of Republicans being scared of their own shadow, right? Sort of like, these environmentalists are making a lot of noise. The environmentalists make noise, so they scare politicians.
Right. Kind of like belching.
And, let's be reasonable here. Let's not focus on the loud minority. I don't know why loud voices that are so small in number have such a powerful impact. I don't know. Explain that to me.
Because they're disproportionately weighted in the radical left media and education. So they have loud and articulate and focused voices. The conservatives have got to understand how important it is for us to be together. That togetherness, it's amazing how you can create this sense of bandwagon with just a few focused voices.
Yeah, amazing. It really is. It's just it's troubling. It's a concern, and I think it's something that we all need to really pay close attention to because, and again, they're going to be there. I'm not naive and think they're not going to be there. They're going to make noise. They're going to be organized. They're going to be well-funded. I get all that. The point is they should not have a loyal, group of folks that go, we better do this. In other words, let them make their noise and go out there and talk to real people about what ought to be done, and you'll quickly realize what they propose is crazy. But the politicians tend to be infected by this.
But the bigger principle is intrusion on property rights of private owners.
Yeah. No, it's a huge issue. And that's why I think the vast majority of North Dakotans are. So anyway, I'd love your take on this at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Mark, are you one of the millionaires?
Not quite, no.
In North Dakota, me either.
No, I'm worth $13.
Yeah.
If I sell my stamp collection and my books.
And by the way, this is, we're up to 29th now?
Yes, from 47th.
In per capita millionaires.
Right. So there's two figures. One of them is per capita millionaires. Like if you've got 500 acres of land, you might be a millionaire. You know, you probably are, even if it's worth 2,000 an acre.
But this is income.
1,100 plus, like 1,126 people made $1 million income in 2012 and more in 2013. There are some of the royalties are typical $10,000 to $100,000 a month. That's not bad royalties out there in the Bakken.
Yeah, very interesting. Very, very interesting.
And I think it's really important for those people, those new millionaires, to understand that God gave them this gift and get really aggressive in their thinking about stewardship and about they could have an influence politically in this country.
You want to do some sports here for us? And I'll do the weather here in the next break?
Sure.
Tell me some fun things about the
sports. Well, you know, team. I got to say that the Gophers have got a pretty interesting team in the basketball.
Could you talk about sports without mentioning that awful Gopher team?
Okay, well, they...
You can. I'm
number nine, Wisconsin, though.
I hate the Gophers, but okay. I have to say Gopher basketball is okay. Right? It's about the only thing that's okay.
Okay, I will never talk about Gopher hockey, all right?
Please.
Is that a deal?
Yeah, that's like Commieville.
Okay, then I will.
You know, I mean, think about this on the ideological spectrum. And the Gopher hockey team is to me what the commies are to you. You follow me?
Okay, well, then...
Yeah. But go ahead and talk about the basketball team. That's okay.
They did beat Wisconsin, number nine in the nation, 81-16. Okay, I'll bear that in mind. Great news for the Wild, however, which is not Commieville. Parisi's coming back, and a 50-50 chance. The Timberwolves are really showing some great life. Won two in a row for the first time in 2014. Get this. Ricky Rubio's having fun again. Threw a pass between a guy's legs as he amassed 13 assists, 5 steals, 11 points, and 7 rebounds. Little Ricky Rubio, just a delightful magician. And then Peck is playing like a monster. The Jazz said he is the strongest man in all of basketball. So that's pretty cool. The big buzz, of course, is as we move inexorably towards Super Bowl, and we got the best offense in the history of football, the best quarterback season ever for Peyton Manning, going against the toughest defense. And, you know, Sherman proclaimed himself to be the greatest defensive back of all, you know, in the whole league. So we have a little bit of the good guy versus the bad guy, a little bit of the ultimate challenge between great offense and great defense going to be going on there at the Super Bowl on the 2nd of February. And then Warren Buffett is offering $1 billion to anyone who could come up with all of the winning teams in March Madness. All you got to do is pick 68 winners and you get $1 billion. Wouldn't that be sweet? How would you spend $1 billion, Scott?
I don't know. I think you'd have more headaches trying to spend it.
Oh, no, it'd be great fun.
Would it?
Oh, I know I could do it.
I'm not so sure. Oh, talk about the Olympic scare. I saw that Zach Parise said the other day, too, that this is real.
It is real. They have three extremely radicalized black widows. These are women whose husbands were martyrs for the radical Islamists, the Chechenian rebels, and they blew up 38 people just in the last month in this whole region. So they believe that these black widows have taken off their burqas and have penetrated inside the perimeter of defense and are vulnerable. And to the point where Putin, who was kind of turning his back on American help, now has said, help us with your sophisticated anti-EID devices and so forth. But then there's a whole raft of internet chatter about we're going to blow you up if you go there. So the Chechenians, their goal is to embarrass Russia. They want to have a Muslim state with inside the former Soviet Union in Kazakhstan and in that whole area of Chechnya. So this is a major deal. More and more people are saying, hey, maybe we shouldn't go.
Very interesting. And to be determined, right? This thing's not over yet.
Yeah, and these black widows want to blow themselves up. They want to go and meet their husband martyrs in heaven.
The virgins.
Yeah, they pry them away from those virgins. They want to get up there quickly.
Weather and another recap of headlines as we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Winter's here. Maybe it's time to finally think about building the shelter to protect your vehicles from the frigid temps and snow. Well, the team at Legacy Steel Buildings is standing by, ready to go to work on budget, on time, and done right. They're the experts at building solid, quality, and cost-effective residential steel garages. 10 vivid colors and 4 trim colors to choose from. Very easy to match your home's exterior. And Legacy Steel Buildings has been the leader in pre-engineered buildings for more than 40 years. They know construction like no one else. Call them. Have their expert building consultants get started on your project today, on time, on budget, and done right. Legacy Steel Buildings can have your garage built quickly and affordably. Your warehouse, your hangar, office space, retail store, a warehouse, they do it all. Check out that new CSI building in Williston, 300 feet wide. That's a Legacy Steel project, and there's many more like it all across the world. They're the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. Call them at 800-237-9620 or online at LegacySteelBuilding.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Model to the kids, and I think it's too bad that he's getting drunk and stoned and drag racing in the middle of the night.
If Justin Bieber is a role model to kids, are we going to have an America that our founding fathers envision?
I don't think so.
So, I mean, I think we better start there, don't you?
I can't imagine Benjamin Franklin getting stoned. You know, he said early to bed and early to rise, 3 in the morning, getting drunk and having a drag race.
You know, his mother is amazing. I've heard her before, and she is, and really that whole story is pretty amazing, you know, about the fact that many people wanted her to abort him,
right?
And she tells that story. But I'm telling you, I think it's time to have mom move back in and, you know, get this little youngster by the nape of the neck there and straighten this thing out.
Great early wealth is a tremendous temptation to young people. Most people can't handle wealth. You talked about a billionaire. Most people can't handle a surge of wealth.
Yeah, you need to stay grounded, and it's very unfortunate what's going on there. Sue Jeffers on her Facebook page. You know Sue Jeffers down in the Twin Cities. She said, I know way more about the cold weather and Justin Bieber's DUI than I ever wanted to know. Is it any wonder we have Obama in the White House and Dayton as our governor? You connect those dots?
Yeah, Governor Goofy.
Yeah.
Well, we got.
What is she saying? People like Justin Bieber vote for President Obama?
Sure, and that's it. We're completely obsessed with culture when we should be focused on the travesty of tyranny.
All right, let's give you a quick check of the weather. And by the way, welcome your calls as well at 855-200-1776. Talked about the golf addiction, the call earlier. We talked about the diaper-clad swearing fiend.
It was just crazy. He's just standing there waving the obscene gestures, screaming and swearing, this little kid in a diaper. Couldn't be much more than two. It was really pitiful. Went viral on YouTube.
And alive. Here's what the forecast looks like. By the way, it's still cold.
I noticed that.
Did you notice that? Yeah. It hasn't warmed up here, so I hate to tell you that, but it's a little on the chilly side. In the valley today, sunny with a high near 1. Wind chill values as low as 33 below. West wind at 6 to 13, becoming south-southwest in the afternoon. 40% chance of snow tonight, mainly after 8 p.m. More shoveling, Mark. I woke up at 5 just to shovel. Because
I'd be willing to bet within 2 days the bridge over the over Guadalupe River by San Antonio will be a skating rink and will be closed because of so many accidents.
There you go. Windchill tonight down at 20 below. Breezy, south-southwest wind 11 to 21. New snow accumulation, but less than a half an inch. Tomorrow, snow likely, mainly afternoon. Cloudy, high near 35.
Wow.
Gust as high as 35. Chance of precip 60%. Tomorrow night, some blowing snow, some snow before midnight. Cloudy, 16 below with a windchill. Temp will be about 1 above. Saturday, snow, slight chance afternoon, sunny, high near 9 above. Saturday night, snow likely, cloudy, low around 2, blustery. Sunday, blowing snow, slight chance of snow, mostly cloudy, high near 5. Oil patch today, sunny, 19 degrees, but don't let that fool you. With a southwest wind cranking around 15 to 20 in the afternoon, windshield values are going to get down as low as 35 below.
Yikes.
In the patch today, some snow tonight, it's a possibility, mostly cloudy, temps rising to around 32. Breezy with a west wind at 20 to 24, though. Get the nice temp, and then we'd ruin it with all this wind. Tomorrow, slight chance of snow before 10 in the Bakken. Slight chance of rain and snow between 10 and 11 a.m. Why would they put that in the forecast? Slight chance of snow between 10 and 11 a.m. Really? You sure it isn't 10:15 to 11:05?
13:05.
Cloudy and a high. Get a load of this. 41 tomorrow in the patch.
That's precise.
I like that, though.
Mm-hmm.
But the wind's going to ruin it again. Breezy with a west wind at 18 to 25. Gusts as high as 36 miles an hour tomorrow. And then rain or snow before midnight. Slight chance of snow Friday night. Cloudy, low around 27, but blustery again. Saturday, chance of snow. Cloudy with a high near 37, but breezy. Sunday, blowing snow. Partly sunny with a high near 16. So, right now, it is 20 below in Fargo, 26 below in Grand Forks, 13 below in Jamestown, Devil's Lake 15 below. By the way, the winds are low enough, it feels nice.
Just wonderful. I thought of just walking into a freezer. It doesn't matter.
No.
You go into a freezer, a walk-in cooler, it's just like that.
Wahpeton's 24 below, Valley City 17 below, Minot out in the patch 10 below, Williston 6 below, minus 11, Tioga and Stanley, Dickinson 8 below, Sydney, Montana at 4 below. Our friends in South Dakota, Aberdeen, 17 below. Watertown, 15 below. Minnesota, Fergus at 20 below. Thief River Falls at 27 below. Alexandria, 21 below. Detroit Lakes, 22 degrees below zero. All right, my friends, coming up on What's on Your Mind, we're going to open up the phones, and I really want to know, what is on your mind?
Is it Justin Bieber? Is it the diaper-clad potty mouth kids? Is it, is it the Industrial Commission and this, for anybody that has private property rights or has private property or has the mineral rights, I'd be a little worried about, your rights. And so we're going to talk about the Industrial Commission's decision yesterday on that. The BNSF A-team will be here in the bottom of the 9 o'clock hour, and Betsy McCoy in the 10 o'clock hour on Obamacare.
Mark Levin, 220 on the Common Sense Club.
Hey, you don't want to miss that. 2 until 5, the great one, Mark the Freedom Poet, and the great one, Mark Levin. Don't miss it.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.